him and me and Eugene Crawford and Eddie Pills. I was a bow gunner. Sammy was a loader. There was a David, I think, was a gunner in the turret. And Eugene Crawford was a tank commander. And we were waiting in front. We were at there was a Falaise Gap. There were 22 German divisions, the 7th Army, and the 1st Panzer Division. And it was the breakthrough that started was we were right here.
Right.
And that's where it started, right here. And all night, there was a cow that was moaning and moaning. It was wounded.
Uh-huh.
Moaning and moaning. And we were nervous. And Germans were in there. And Eddie Pills was telling, he was German descent. He was telling them to come on out. And they were coming out, but not all of them. And then things got real quiet. And I started biting my nails. And Eddie and I had a little argument because I was biting my nails. We were all uptight. So I said some words, and he said some words, and I figured, well, I'll apologize to him in the morning, later. Well, that morning, at 10:21 a.m. in the morning, they broke through, right where we were. And we got an 88, right in the front, in the center. Eddie got a chunk of his throat, and he was dead. I got all over the whole left side of me, but I was all right. Sammy got his jaw blown off. The gunner was killed. Eugene got blown up. It was all right. And the thing went right out the back and killed two doughboys making coffee behind the tank. One shell. It was an 88 armor-piercing high explosive.
That's not the way that Sam Kropanice told it. He told me that you had said your gun was out, you were in the tank when the shell hit, and that your gun went off and it ricocheted and hit you in the cheek.
No. One of the guns went off. I don't know whose it was. But it did hit me. It went around me somewhere. I don't know where.
Oh, gee.
Then, when we got out, then two medical people picked me up. And they're carrying me to a Jeep. And a sniper took a shot at us and caught me right through the tip of my shoe.
Oh, no.
Never touched my foot. Right through the tip of my shoe. And they got him out like Hamburg. And then they took me to Le Mans, France. That was a forward aid station, and that's where I saw Sam. And somebody said to me, see, I couldn't see out of my eye because I got a piece of that stuff in my eye. That's more in here. After I was married, the piece that was in here that I couldn't get out, it kept floating around, came out when I went to the general practitioner. He sucked it out with something, he put it in a faucet, and it came out and went bing right in the sink. And so from there, they flew me to England. I went to Oxford, to the hospital. And then they said I could go home, which I didn't approve of that. I said I got to go back. Well, they never brought me back to the 712. They brought me to a replacement depot. They wanted to put me in the infantry. Now, would that go in the infantry?
Sure.
So then they put me in the 740th Tank Battalion, which I was with. I never did see the 712th after that. So I was with two outfits. And then the other thing before that was that Captain Merrill, after we lost the tank, Captain Merrill was my commanding officer, A Company. And this has never been told. He wanted to look for souvenirs. He was a souvenir hunter, good man, good soldier, good captain. So being that I didn't have a tank, he said to drive his Jeep. So and we also saw Lieutenant Bell when he was killed. I saw someone on the side of the ditch with no head. And I said to my captain, I said, boy, look at that guy. No head. Well, we went back to our headquarters, and he called me and asked me if I could remember where that place was that I saw the man without the head. I said, yeah. So we went back there, and we're looking down at him, and he says, you know who that is? I said, no. He says, that's Captain Bell. I mean, Lieutenant Bell. And I think he always used to tell him, George, George, one of these days you're going to lose your head.
No, really?
That's the way I remember it. Long time ago.
Lieutenant George Bell?
Lieutenant George Bell. Uh-huh. And as a matter of fact, have you ever seen our book, The 712?
Yes.
Book?
Uh-huh.
Well, his name is in the killed, you know. There were other things, you know, but then, you know, war is hell, what are you going to do?
Were you with him when Lieutenant Tarr was killed, George Tarr?
I beg your pardon, that's who it was, Lieutenant Tarr, not Bell. Lieutenant Tarr, he's the one that's got his head blown off. Lieutenant Tarr.
You're right, absolutely.
Lieutenant Bell was another one who came in, and he got lost, and he was crying. And one of the sergeants took over, and we got him out of the mess that we were in. That was Lieutenant Tarr that got killed, that's right. I'm glad you brought that up, because
I began to wonder about Bell, you know, when I was telling you about it. But
what he did, what Lieutenant Tarr did, from what I understand, now this is unconfirmed.
Uh-huh.
From what I understand, we were not to stop at any crossroad. Worst place you could stop. He did. He stopped at a crossroad to ask information, and he got two shots. One blew his side off, and the other one, I guess, knocked his head off. He was laying alongside the ditch. And that's what I saw, but I didn't know who he was. The chief guy was on him. And that's when Captain Merrill asked me if I remember where he was. Could I find my way back to where that was? I said, yeah. So we went back there. And we're standing there. I'm looking down at him. He says, you know who that is? I says, no, I don't. It's Lieutenant Tarr. And I says, wow. And it looked like he had a big chunk of something sticking out of his hip, out of his pocket or something, you know. So he must have got hit first in the side, then another shot, or maybe the same shot did both. I don't know.